This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to Carefree Boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 6th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $58,115. Ethereum is up 1% at $3,529. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $648.15. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours: Ethereum Classic up 40%, Cardano up 20%, and Bitcoin Cash up 17%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to Carefree Boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Internet of Healthcare startup Olive AI. If you're a developer looking to have perpetual impact, visit oliveai.com/careers to help bring healthcare into the light. Well, Coinbase released its transparency report yesterday, which had some interesting findings inside. The exchange compiles data on requests for information that Coinbase receives from civil agencies and law enforcement. Their first was released last October. This report details that 165 requests came from civil concerns, with a marked move upwards in the second half of the year. That said, 95% of the requests that Coinbase received came from criminal authorities. The data also reveals that the US, UK, and Germany are most keen to understand Coinbase user activity, as the three nations combined equal approximately 90% of all the requests, Coinbase noted. Well, NYDIG and fintech firm FIS are working on a plan to help banks offer Bitcoin to their customers. According to a press release yesterday, NYDIG would manage the Bitcoin transaction side of the offering, while FIS, via its Digital One mobile tool, will offer the digital experience element. Customers will be able to see and manage their Bitcoin holdings along with their checking and savings accounts, according to the companies. Robert Gutman, co-founder and CEO of NYDIG, said Bitcoin adoption is increasing. The accessibility and credibility gap remains too large for many who want to buy, sell, and hold. Mercado Libre revealed a treasury Bitcoin buy yesterday in a filing. In the first quarter of 2021, the e-commerce and online auction company bought $7.8 million in Bitcoin. Mercado Libre has a market cap of more than $76 billion. The National Bank of Georgia has announced that the country is exploring a central bank digital currency, and the announcement regarding the currency, the lari, Georgia's central bank referred to financial inclusion, streamlined settlement, and government sovereignty over a developing monetary system as reasons driving the move. Georgia's central bank seems to be open to exploring public-private partnerships, as the notice doesn't mention blockchain technology. And finally, Galaxy Digital will acquire crypto custodian BitGo for $1.2 billion. The cash stock deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. Mike Novogratz, founder and CEO of Galaxy Digital, said the acquisition establishes Galaxy Digital as a one-stop shop for institutions and accelerates our mission to institutionalize digital asset ecosystems and blockchain technology. The deal arose after a PayPal acquisition fell through for BitGo. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing. Listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.